All right, welcome back here to Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Class State 4A final here. We're tied at 7 after one quarter of play. Highlands with its 2nd and 10 from their own 24-yard line. I'd like to thank a couple more underwriters before we start this second quarter of play, and that'd be Shannon Funeral Service along with Commonwealth Bank and Family Financial. Thanks for their support of Collins Titan football and Shelby County Athletics. Back to action here. Halston, stand the shotgun, dropping straight back. Going to bring pressure. Collins has got a man deep down the middle of the field and going to be complete to Figgins down the 40-yard line. Pretty good coverage on the play by Isaiah Jones, but just a perfect pass.
See what these guys don't drop many. They're nice catch.
And that ball was right on the money. Collins tried to bring pressure through a blitz on the right side, picked up by Highlands, and they make them pay for it. Right back to the shotgun, 41-yard line of Collins. Turn, till hand to Harris. Harris through the middle of the defense, going to be tackled by Messiah White, but he'll get 7 yards down to the 34-yard line.
You can tell what Highlands try. They just try to wear you down. Man, they got 6-7 guys on every play coming in and out, just trying to wear you down. And that includes some linemen.
2nd and 3, Halliston fakes the pitch, going to roll to his right, looking to throw. Deep down the field, got a man open, overthrown just out of the arms of number 12, Brandon Hergett, and he had Pookie Murphy beat by a couple yards.
This kid throws a nice ball, doesn't he?
Throws it really well. So 3rd and 3 for the Bluebirds. Allison turns, he'll hand to Harris. Harris going to be tackled by Messiah White, and I think he's going to be a yard short. He'll gain it down to the 32, be 4th and 1. Definitely the area that Phil Highlands will be going for it. 4th and 1. And they're going to go to their Wildcat package with Zach Harris at the back of that. I think Collins is going to take a timeout. And we'll take a break here as well. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN Radio.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Tracy Blair Haas in Middletown focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Tracy Blair Haas in Middletown. The phone number is 244-0271 and put the life back in life insurance. Tracy Blair Haas, State Farm agent in Middletown, underwrites WXLN programming.
All right, welcome back here. Facing a big 4th down here is Highlands. They've got a 4th and 1 from the Collins 32-yard line. I think a couple more underwriters for today's game. Jamison's along with State Farm Insurance and Tracy Blair's office there at State Farm. 4th and 1. Harris going from the Wildcat. Let it try to draw Collins off. Didn't go. Still got 20 on the play clock. Collins, everybody on the line of scrimmage. And they're going to snap it back to Harris. And Harris is hit and going to have the 1st down over the 30 down to maybe the 29.
Number 45 on the carry.
Harris, pretty big, you know, pretty strong running back. He kind of like Ryan. He doesn't go down with that first hit.
Harris had 5 carries for 29 yards going into that last attempt. Now Halston back in for Highlands. He'll go back to the shotgun. Takes the snap, dropping straight back. Collins bringing pressure off the right side. He's going to run with it. Going to be hit hard by Messiah White out of bounds at the 30-yard line. And he'll lose a yard. But Collins decided to bring pressure off his right side. He bailed off his left side. He bails to the right. And Messiah White comes in up from coverage to knock him out of bounds. 2nd and 11 from the 30. Halliston takes the snap, dropping straight back. Being traced by Buck Wilson. Hit as he throws and going to be out of bounds. No incomplete. And Buck Wilson put a lick on Halliston back at the 40-yard line. Trying to get it down to Bo Hodge.
Collins is bringing pressure from the linebackers here the last couple plays. Sitting back and thinking, trying to play coverage wasn't working. So trying to get a little pressure on Hollis.
So 3rd and 11 here from the 30-yard line. Hollis takes a snap, going to roll to his left, looking to throw. Nothing there. Going to throw it. Should have been picked off by Landon Forrest.
No,
I'm Browning Becker. I'm sorry, at the 20-yard line. Hit him right in the chest.
Room to run, too.
Brownie read it the whole way and hit him right in the chest.
Nice job of reading the throw.
So 4th and 11, Highland's going to go for it.
Man.
They'll stay shotgun formation. Big play here for both teams. Halston takes a snap. looking down the field. Got a man. Throws it down the 15-yard line. He was open. Number 88, Luke Brockett, open at the 15, but well overthrown. And Collins' defense holds.
I think bringing pressure, Austin wasn't as comfortable in the pocket that time. Still only rushed four on that last play, but I think bringing that pressure and taking some hits as he did from – he took two big hits on that drive from a sign from
Buck Wilson.
So
10:04 to go here in the second quarter of play. We're tied at 7. Scott, this game started like it was going to be a shootout, and things have kind of settled in here, and we're tied at 7.
I like to see Collins need a time-consuming driver to get that defense a chance to rest.
Collins will go back to the pistol formation. Watkins, the back behind that. He'll turn. He'll fake a handoff, going to run it himself, spinning, and he'll be pushed forward up to the 32-yard line.
Lawson just keeping his legs going. He got hit probably a yard behind the line of scrimmage, but just kept his legs going and, gained 3 or 4 yards there. Maybe.
But Highland's doing a lot of twisting and turning with their defensive line, with their linebackers. And you mentioned earlier, Scott, their defensive liners, only 3 down linemen, but they're spread so far.
Yeah, the defensive
ends.
You
got a guy on the nose tackle, and the defensive ends are outside the tackle.
Exactly. And you got 2 linebackers filling in those 2 gaps.
Page to go back to the shotgun, 2nd and 8. Takes a snap, rolling to his right. Trying to get a screen back to the backside, nothing there. Now he's going to try to cut it upfield and make something out of nothing, and he will. And he'll gain maybe a yard up to the 33. Trying to hit a middle screen to Landon Forrest, just well covered.
Yeah, Brandon Hicks, this defensive end on this side, played that well.
He's on that middle screen. They fake a screen out to the right side and drag him back on, coming the other way. But just well defended by the Bluebirds. 3rd and 7 here at the 33-yard line. Shotgun formation. Watkins in the backfield here with Page. Lawson takes the snap, dropping straight back. Time to throw it. Down the middle of the field. It's got Dre Ferris and underthrown. He's wide open down at the 40-yard line and just not a very well-thrown ball. And Collins will be forced to punt it away.
Got receivers open right there. Lawson is, needs to get back on his game here.
We've seen that play a couple times, Scott. The deep cross, or I don't know if it's a deep slant, or I guess a post, I guess is what you'd call that. He's wide open. And Drake tried to come back and make a play on the ball.
Kind of slipped. It feels a little bit slick out there.
But it's just too far underthrown. But as you mentioned, going to put the Collins defense right back out on the field. Cricky back to punt. And Blanton will get it off, and he hits it off the side of his foot. It's going to hit at the 45-yard line and down by Dre Ferris as it takes a bounce back toward him at the 46. So not a very big change in field position, only a 20-yard punt.
Yeah, Blanton didn't get that one.
So Highland's right back at it. 1st and 10 from the Collins 47-yard line. Allison back in the shotgun. Try to go with maybe a hard count. Nothing there. So now he'll raise up, look to the sideline. They look to change the play. Still 13 on the play clock. Takes the snap, dropping straight back. Collins bringing pressure on the backside. And he's going to be sacked by Mark Bradford and Leland Carwell. Wyatt Williamson also
there
first.
Yeah, Wyatt Williamson is the one that got there first.
But you got to give credit to the coverage down the field. Has he had a little bit of time try to step up?
He's not as comfortable as he was early in the game. He's bringing us a little pressure. He's made a difference here. Browning's coming on about every play right here lately.
2nd and 13, dropping straight back. Plenty of time to throw. Hit as he throws. Overthrown down at the 25-yard line, trying to hit Evan Allen, but well overthrown. Closest guy to the ball was Pookie Murphy.
Buck's trying to get him a holding penalty.
And it's another big third down for Collin. 3rd and 13. Here from the 44-yard line. Alton takes the snap, dropping straight back. He's got time, now being pressured. Mark Bradford trying to chase him outside the pocket. He's still on a run with it, and he's going to be hit at the 49-yard line. Well
great
short.
Hustle.
Good hustle by Mark Bradford to chase him out.
And great hustle by Wyatt Williamson to come all the way from this side of the field.
These guys are playing with tremendous effort here today. And this defense, you got to give it up to them. Playing extremely well.
Watch for some trickery right here.
4th and 7. They're going to punt it away. Jared Daugherty. Dre Ferris standing back at his own 20. And we've got a penalty. And let's see. Wait for the official word. And we've got a legal substitution on Highland. And that'll back things up to the 44-yard line. 4th and 13. Dre Ferris now standing under his own 25.
He just came on late. I don't know. We're close to their coaches. I could hear them hollering.
Yeah. Jared Daugherty back to punt for Highland. Snap back. Kicks away. Low kick. End over end. Going to be fielded by Dre Ferris on the bounce at the 12. Trying to get to the outside. Nothing there. And he'll run out of bounds at the 21-yard line.
Good job by Dre. Pick that up. Get what he could. Lowered his head and finished off that run there.
Let's take a quick break. I see the guy with the orange glove on the field. Thank you, a couple of our underwriters. Before we do so, Shelby Christian Church, along with SJB Sports Legends, for their support of today's game. We're tied at 7. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN Radio.
Hey, this is Dave Hamlin, pastor of Shelby Christian Church. And on behalf of Shelby Christian Church, we'd love to congratulate Titan Football for another trip to the state championship game. Good luck on Saturday afternoon to the Titans. If you're looking for a church home, we'd love to have you come worship with us at Shelby Christian. Our worship times are 9:30 and 11. You can check us out at www.shelbychristian.org. Good luck, Titans.
Shelby Christian Church underwrites Power 93.3 and WXLNRadio.com.
The holidays will be here before you know it, and you're finding out you're going to need some extra cash. Don't worry. Make the call that will get that much-needed cash for Christmas. Family Financial Services at 30 Stonecrest Court next to Remax Realty stands ready to get you the money you need when you need it. Find out how easy the process is by calling 633-2320. Make that call today when your money emergency happens. Family Financial Services, loans for any reason. Make Christmas one to remember this year by visiting Family Financial Services. Family Financial Services is an impact partner with WXLN Radio.
All right, welcome back here to Western Kentucky University, LT Smith Stadium. Class A State 4A Final. Highlands and Collins were tied at 7. Both defenses have held their serve the last three or four possessions each side. Collins with it this time. First and 10 from their own 21. Page all on the backfield in the shotgun. Lawson looking over the defense, takes the snap, drops straight back.
Oh, he's got him.
Same wide open, nothing. He'll flare it out to Landon Force, and Landon will tiptoe out of bounds up to 32, but had Nathan Sainz wide open in the seam.
Yeah, nice play there, though. That might have been the play call to go to Landon, but you're right.
Good job by the offensive line. Highlands only brought three that time.
One thing I like about it, nice easy pass for Lawson, try to get him back on schedule here. You know, you mentioned during the break, Collins had no rhythm here the last three drives. You're right. They just, you know, seem like they're
just the three and outs. You can't get in any rhythm.
Yeah.
First and 10, Collins at their own 32. Page in the backfield in the shotgun. Watkins split to his left. Motion from Ferris. He'll turn. He'll pitch to Ferris. Ferris trying to get to the edge. Cuts it back inside to 35. He'll be tackled up at the 38-yard line.
Nice job.
So gain of 6, and that's a play there. You know, until college football this season, I've never seen that.
Yeah, you see it a lot now,
instead
though.
Instead of handing it to the guy, they actually he pitches it forward.
What if that's kind of like, if he dropped it,
being incomplete.
Pass?
Yeah. And I guess that's the reason why. So gain of 6, second and 4 for the Titans. 6:18 to go here in the second quarter. We're tied at 7. Collins will go back to the pistol. Watkins, the man behind there, he'll turn, he'll hand to Watkins. Watkins cuts it inside. Not a lot there. He'll struggle forward to the 39, gain of 1.
Brings up a huge third down play right here.
But it seems like every time Collins has went back to that pistol, Scott, that the Highlands has really clogged the middle, not letting Ryan get anywhere.
What you might see is trying to run off tackle here. Lawson actually might keep that ball.
So third and 3 from the 39-yard line.
It looks like they're going to put Dre in the backfield here.
10 seconds on the play clock. I don't know if they'll get it all. Just does. He'll turn. He'll pitch to Dre. Dre going to cut it inside. Runs over defender. Almost fumbles it. Gets it back. And he's right at the sticks. And I believe he's going to be a tad bit short, Scott. If it's his foot, I think he's got to get to the 42.
Looks like he didn't get a very good spot on that.
And going to be just inches away.
So there's a heavy package here.
And this is one cut. You got to be able to convert.
I like to see just quarterback sneak it myself.
Yeah, we've seen that. Only one fault, maybe you got Messiah. We've seen him a little shaky with the ball here sometimes. You see him come in the game.
I wouldn't mind seeing him just go right behind center and just go quarterback sneak.
So Collins will go under center for the first time today. Page under center takes it. He's going to run to the right, and he'll have the first down just over the 42-yard line. And he didn't get it by a lot.
Like Buckley. He kind of stretched the ball out there late.
He stretched the ball at the end. He tried to almost pick up and move to the right. He's got to the going right up over the center. It is a first down.
I like that play better than giving
than
the, pitching the ball to somebody in the backfield 2 yards behind it. Especially when you're, I mean, that was, it's a, you said fourth and one, but it was like fourth and inches.
Yeah. So first and 10, Collins. Convert a fourth down. They're going to stay in their heavy package. Page under center. Ferris on the back of the eye. Turns. He's going to hand to Watkins.
Come on out,
Watkins trying to get to the outside. Ducks his head and goes out of bounds just short of midfield.
I'll tell you what there has been in this game.
Some hitting.
Just some hitting. That kid right there, Lynn Ryan, I think it was number 30, Thomas
Robleski.
I mean, that was a hit there.
So give him 6 yards.
Collins has brought some hits, too. So nice, just a well-played football game. I'm surprised at the score. I mean, I thought it would be 21-21 instead of 7-7.
Collins will stay in their heavy package. Page under center. Second and four. Turns. He's going to pitch to Dre.
Oh, Dre.
Dre trying to get to the outside. Cuts it back in the middle of the field. Be close to the first down. I'd like to see Dre just stay to the outside there and use his speed.
Yeah.
Cut it back up under. Instead, he'll gain over midfield down to the 49, inside the 49. Going to bring up third and about a half yard. 3:50 to go here in the second quarter. We're tied at 7.
You like to see Collins make it on third down. We hadn't had that pressure of going for it on fourth.
And once again, they're staying in their heavy package.
Play action here tonight.
Ferris on the back of the eye. Turns. Going to hand to Dre. Dre's got the first down, I believe.
Yeah, he got it.
Down to the 47-yard line.
Looks like he had a lot more room to run.
Yeah, sure did. I thought he was going to sneak through there at first.
Collins does a good job of coming to the ball, though. You know, they haven't won that many titles for no reason.
Yeah.
But first down, nice job by Dre. We talked about him running the ball more physical, and he probably wouldn't have got that first down a couple of years. You know, just getting stronger, and he finished his runs a lot better. I'm still waiting for a little play action to Nathan over. So
Collins stays in their heavy package. Page under center turns, going to hand to Watkins. Watkins got room to run a little bit, cuts it inside. Nice play. Number 24, once again, Joey Cochran.
That kid's a player.
It looked like Watkins going to have plenty of room to run. He comes up and gets him by the shoestrings.
These linebackers come up and make
and holds him actually for no gain. Plenty of room. I'd like to see, once again, Ryan stay to the outside. Tried to cut that one back upfield. Cochran made a good diving tackle.
I'm still.
Are you surprised to see Collins stay in this heavy package?
They love this heavy package. They're running some clock here, too.
They'll stay in the same formation. Page under center. Fake. Third down play to Watkins. Watkins down the outside of the 40. Down to the 35 to the 30. Down to the 25 to 20. Cuts it into the 10. Inside the 10 to the 8.
No flag.
Oh, boy. Woo! And a heck of a block on the outside by Nathan Sames.
If you're listening and you're not from Collins, I'm sorry to be a homer, but I'm going
Nathan
home.
Sames was blocking his man, Scott, 20 yards down the field.
Just a great. They've been running that play to the outside. Finally, went back to the other kind of misdirection to Ryan. Huge hole. Nice job by Michael Goss, Buck Wilson, and Mark Bradford on that side of the line.
So Collins will stay with the heavy package. 2:26. I'm gonna be wondering to see if Collins will use some clock here. Page under center. They'll go right at it. Turns. He pitches to Ferris. Ferris.
Yeah.
He's gonna be loses footing in the backfield. Back to the 13-yard line.
Coach Lucas is wanting, I don't know what he's wanting something.
So second and goal, loss of four. Go under 2 minutes here.
Huge play there by Highlands defense.
Both teams with two timeouts left here in the half.
Collins still in their heavy package, even on this second and long.
Page under center once again. Turns. Pitches to Ferris. Ferris trying to get to the outside.
Down oh, it's a late hit.
He's going to be
okay, I'm crying now.
Tackled out of bounds. He was.
He was out of
game
bounds.
Game three down like to the 10.
I feel like I'm on a UK football game. Just begging for a call here. Was he out of bounds? Was he out of bounds?
No, it wasn't that.
Okay.
He wasn't that far out of bounds. 1:37 to go. Collins, third and goal from the 10-yard line. They'll go back to their spread formation. Two receivers each side of the field. Watkins in the backfield here with Page. Highland shows pressure. Ben Bliss running to his right, looking to get rid of it, and going to throw it away. Incomplete. Pressure on the play on the backside.
Kick a field goal here.
Robleski from his outside linebacker spot.
Nice job there by Highlands to bear down to
Collins. Just how you go, you know, the first play, you lose 4 yards,
yeah,
and you lose all your momentum.
Yep, that's tough.
So ball marked on the left hash. Collins going to set up for a field goal. Be a 27-yarder. Buck Wilson, your snapper. Lawson Page, your holder. Blant Cricky, your kicker. Snap back. Kick up.
Good.
And the kick is good. And with 1:25 to go in the second quarter, Collins retakes the lead 10-7. You're listening to the state 4A final and Titan football here on Power 93.3 WXLN Radio.
With so many highlights marking the 2013 Titan football season, SJB Sports Legends wants to be the highlight of your holiday season. Sports Legends is locally owned and a proud supporter of all Shelby County sports. Come by and let our friendly employees help you pick out your favorite apparel. SJB Sports Legends is proud to partner with the Titans and congratulates them on back-to-back appearances in the state championship game. From our entire family at Sports Legends, happy holidays and go Titans.
SJB Sports Legends underwrites WX. XLN programming.
Little Caesars Pizza of Shelbyville is proud to support the Martha Lane College Titans and hope they win the game. While you're listening to the game, enjoy some great pizza from Little Caesars. Check out their $5 hot and ready all day, every day. Also, the three meat treat crazy deal going on. Plus, hot and ready value and variety for you. Ultimate Supreme, three meat treat, and plus the best breadsticks in town. Go Titans, go all the way. From Little Caesars Pizza of Shelbyville. Little Caesars underwrites WXLN programming. Get a free 2-liter with any pizza.
All right, welcome back here to Bowling Green, Kentucky, on the campus of Western Kentucky University. Collins with a 27-yard field goal by Blanton Cricky has retaken the lead 10-7 here over the Highlands Bluebirds. Still a minute 25 to go, Scott. Highlands with two timeouts. Very explosive offense. Be a big possession for both teams as Highlands will get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, you mentioned the huge minute 25, the way Highlands can move the ball. First thing, Collins needs to cover the kick and then just play good defense like they have been. But, you know, Highlands can definitely move the ball in a minute 25 with two timeouts.
Nick Kendall, along with Jalen Hayes, back for Highlands. Cricky will kick it deep. Going to be fielded by Hayes at his own 10. Fumbles it, gets it back. Right through the middle of the defense. He could be gone. Cricky got to make him miss, and he's going to be chased down by Dre Ferris just across midfield. And Highlands will have the ball. They'll spot him at the 47-yard line of Collins. And a short field, they'll have it.
Good job by Blanton, really, to kind of slow him up and let Dre catch him from behind. Defense just got to buckle down right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, great job by Blanton Cricky to avoid a touchdown right there. Halston in the shotgun. Now looks to the sideline. He looks to change the play. He communicates that to his receivers. Collins playing a little deeper here in coverage. Dre Ferris playing safety back at his own 30. Halston rolls to his right looking to throw. Being pressured by Leland Carwell. Step up in the pocket and going to be complete to Alex Veneman down at the 40-yard line. And the clock continues to run.
I'll tell you one thing, here's some these coaches. We must be close to coaches, or our radio crews are bigger homers than we are.
Was a good call by the official because his momentum was going backward.
Yeah, I think so, too.
When he made the tackle before he finally barely stepped out of bounds. Highlands will take a timeout, Scott. Big play. So that they'll have just one timeout left in the half, 1:01 to go here before the half. Big play for both schools leading up to the half, or big possession, I should say, leading up to the half here.
Yeah, right. You know, Collins has been getting a little pressure. Leland got pressure right there. Kind of made Hollison step up, be a little bit more uncomfortable in the pocket, I'm sorry. But he ended up making a great play. You know, it is secondary receiver or whatever. But, you know, the last, especially this quarter, Collins has made it difficult for Hollison and be interested to see if they're going to play back and rush three, you know, toward the end of the, you know, play a little prevent defense here or what they'll do. Wait a minute, we can't go yet.
This official really doesn't realize that we have
the oven mitt
down here. He was ready to start this play.
I don't know if that guy's oven mitt or starting a drag race at Beach Bean.
he might use that mitt for both. I don't know. The reset, Collins won the toss. Whoever to receive took it 92 yards for the touchdown. Highlands answered right back, made it 7-7. Scott, and we've stayed scoreless just on the last 27-yard field goal by Blanton Cricky. And I tell you one thing, if I was in Vegas, I'd have lost money if you told me it was 17 points that have only been scored at this point of the game. Allison takes the snap, rolls to his left, looking to throw. Still looking. Down the middle of the field, going to be complete to number 83, Evan Allen, down at the 22-yard line.
To get him time to throw, he'll fix you apart. He got good receivers, and they run a great route.
Why isn't the clock moving?
It's first down.
It took him a long time to spot that ball.
Yeah.
Allison takes the snap, dropping straight back in the pocket. Looking, going to be complete down at the 13-yard line, but he's short of the first down. And Highlands is going to take their last timeout. So 37 seconds to go here, Scott.
Don't you have to wait for the chains to get set, too? I think that was the problem a while ago on the, before you start the clock, don't you?
Yeah, but they were set.
Everybody was still
in the line of scrimmage tonight. So 37 seconds to go. Highlands now out of timeout, and they've got it second and two from the 13-yard line. And we'll see if Collins is going to come up with one more stop here before the half. This defense played extremely well. Both teams back out at the line of scrimmage. Still waiting here for the official to call it ready for play. 37 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Collins leads it 10-7. Highlands looking to take their first lead of the day. Allison will be in a shotgun. They signaled it.
I don't know this guy. What in the world? Get off the field, Justin.
All right, he signals it ready for play. 37 seconds to go, second and two. And Williamson, nearly offside, gets back for Collins.
Did a good job, really just kind of going sideways.
Yeah, sure. Allison looks over the defense, takes the snap, running to his left, being blitzed by Sanford.
And Collins gets it at the 22-yard line.
What a hit.
Landon Forrest laid an absolute hammer on Drew Allison.
And he fumbles it at the 22-yard line.
I'm telling you what, Landon Forrest absolutely laid him out.
Once again, you got to give credit to the secondary of Collins. He didn't have his first read. Was trying to check it down to somewhere else and gave Landon Forrest plenty of time.
If you're Highlands, Collins, I think you just take a knee right there.
Without a doubt. And they aren't. They're under center.
I think they might.
And they will.
I think, yeah.
And they do take a knee.
Everybody got a little excited about Hope, but he didn't know they were going to take a knee. There wasn't a knee, you know.
Yeah, the nose tackle.
But,
Lawson goes over and gives him a five.
I mean, it wasn't your normal knee situation.
That'll be the end of the second quarter and the end of the half, and the Collins players are chest bumping more than a Scott County football game out here. They lead it at the half over the favorite High Bluebirds, 10-7. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to the 4A final in Titans football here on Power 93.3 WXLN Radio.
WXLN programming is underwritten by MaxCare Urgent Treatment Center at 101 Stonecrest Road. MaxCare Urgent Treatment Center is the region's premier occupational medicine provider. MaxCare works closely with business and local industries to create customized medical solutions, including vision screenings, breath alcohol testing, drug testing, pre-employment physicals, medical review officer services, and immediate need work-related injuries. If your business is ready to manage work-related medical needs, MaxCare Urgent Treatment Center is the place to go. 633-2233.
Are you suffering from low back pain? Have nagging pain in your neck? Is joint pain keeping you from doing things that you enjoy? Are you dealing with tendonitis or arthritis or recovering from surgery? Then Max Performance Physical Therapy is the choice for you. Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader of orthopedic and sports rehab in this area for over 8 years. Our team of knowledgeable and caring professionals can help you eliminate pain and get back to doing the things that you enjoy. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab offers state-of-the-art treatment technology and the latest in rehab and exercise equipment. So don't allow aches, pains, muscle soreness, and tension to get you down. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and the difference it can make in your life. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Shelby County Rockets and Martha Lane Collins Titans for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment. appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
Do you eat nails for breakfast? Then you'll appreciate Kubota's Tough M-Series tractor. Available with 84 to 135 turbocharged horsepower, the M-Series has diesel injection Kubota diesel engines, fully synchronized transmissions, high-speed turn, and ergonomic comfort cabs. The M-Series are some of the toughest, hard-working, most dependable mid-side tractors on the planet. Kubota, everything you value. Visit your Kubota dealer today, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.